All right, we've got draft talk and draft talk and more draft talk and maybe some Jason Witten. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master, keeping us on air back in studio, and producer T. Scott out here with us at Constellation Field for opening night of the Sugarland Skeeters. And it is a beautiful night for baseball, so I highly recommend that. This is a really good family experience, place for the kids to play and stay out of your hair. They got good beer, just a nice, fun family setup. So come on out, watch the draft on your phone, and have a good night. That's my suggestion. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is the number, but we won't be taking any calls, but you can text us at that number. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975, and we'll throw that producer T. Scott in there since he's sitting right next to me here at Constellation Field, and of course you can text the show. Friday, short show today. We are out at 6 o'clock for the NFL draft, which... leave it to the Dallas Cowboys to kind of upstage themselves a little bit with the Jason Witten news today. You know, they're having the drafts in Dallas, and that's a big talk and everything. And then, yeah, you're going to lose your Hall of Fame tight end so you can go do TV.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, the guy's 35. I mean, they had to know this was coming soon. I'm assuming that Jason Witten let them know before last night, you know, because they could – then adjust their draft plans accordingly. But I like to assume that he let them know a little in advance. But that would be pretty crappy. Like, wait till the day after the draft and be like, oh, by the way, guys, I won't be back next year. So you guys need to figure out something at tight end.
I wonder how he'll do as an analyst. I've heard him talk, but not enough where he's actually sitting there breaking things down to know. I'm sure they tried him out.
Oh, I'm sure.
And... you know, obviously tried out Brett Favre. That didn't go well for him. So I guess his tryout went pretty well. But if that's it for him, think about it. In the last year, this team has totally transitioned from a Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten team to a Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott team.
Yeah.
So kind of an end of an era there.
Yeah, and I mean, Jason Witten, I mean, he predates all those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's been on – it seems like he's been on the Cowboys forever. But well, the guy's had a good career, and, you know, maybe.
He's had a Hall of Fame career.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. Fourth all-time in receiving yards, second all-time among tight ends, 11 Pro Bowls, franchise records for receptions and reception yards, tied for third in touchdowns in all-time Cowboy history. I don't think there's any doubt. I think he's a no-doubter tight end, no-doubter Hall of Famer.
I'll say the same thing I said about Andre Johnson. Dude never had a double-digit touchdown season. Not one.
No, but, yeah, I just say...
So I can't say no doubter. I think he's a potential Hall of Famer.
You look at the position and compare his numbers to other Hall of Fame tight ends, and I don't think, like I said, I don't think there's any doubt.
All right.
So, I mean, maybe a little doubt, but I don't know why. I don't know who would keep him out. Based on just the touchdowns. I mean, that's one thing for a wide receiver, but we're talking about, I mean, he scored 68 touchdowns during his career. It's pretty solid.
It's solid. Antonio Gates scored 114 in his.
Yeah, well.
And they've played the same amount of years.
More yards, more receptions. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else you're looking for if he's not a Hall of Fame tight end.
Okay. I mean, that, like a guy who scores touchdowns, that's all.
Yeah, okay. So... you can pick out that one thing, and I'll focus on everything
all
else
right.
He did.
Listen, I mean, hey, you like your guy, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to start a fight here.
Sure you
have a difference in opinion. I don't think Jason Witten's a slam dunk Hall of Famer. I think it's hard for Cowboys to get in, first of all. I think it's even harder for tight ends to get in, especially tight ends who don't put up massive numbers.
I think fourth all-time in receiving yards are pretty massive numbers.
All right.
I mean, Tony Gonzalez is the only tight end in history with more yards than him.
Okay.
How is that not massive numbers? I mean, I don't understand.
I mean, is 12,000 yards massive numbers?
It's the second most in history for a tight end? Yeah, I think that counts as massive.
Okay.
Maybe we have a little different definition of what massive is here.
I guess so. I'll take the 1,000 less yards with Antonio Gates and the nearly double his touchdowns, or 50 more touchdowns, whatever it is.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Well, we're not debating whether or not Antonio Gates belongs in
there. Just saying, that's peers. Those are guys whose careers
What's wrong with both of them getting in?
Well, okay, let's just put every tight end in.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, let's throw in every tight end. Let's throw Owen Daniels in there. Yeah,
Might as well.
We're talking about two guys who have put up ridiculous numbers at that position. And, yeah, they're peers. But what's wrong with having two guys from the same
– I just don't think Jason Witten's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Touchdowns by year, 1, 6, 6, 1, 7, 4, 2, 9, 5, 3, 8, 5, 3, 3, 5. That's Hall of Fame worthy to you?
You're picking out one stat.
That's the stat that scores points, Fred.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's it. That's all that matters. Oh, you're right. Touchdowns are all that matter.
Well, all his little dink and dunk, 3-yard catches and falling down. Yeah, let's throw him in the Hall of Fame. Give him a jacket.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yeah, he didn't score touchdowns. He doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame. Let's forget all the other numbers. Let's forget everything else he did.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
All right. I'm willing to bet you $100 right now that guy's in within two ballots.
I'll take that bet.
Okay. You're on.
Okay.
713-780.
Mark that tape, John. I need that $100.
You don't need to mark it. I'll honor I honor my bets, yeah, Chief.
5 years from now, you'll be damn near dead.
Yeah, like, well.
You're not going to remember anything.
Yeah, fine. Fine. Then you'll have to track me down at that point. So, all right. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776.
Let's talk Texans draft now. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Damn.
And to the dickweed texture, I'm not a Cowboys fan by any stretch. I hate the freaking Cowboys. I hate everything about them, which is why I think that carries a little more weight than somebody who's a freaking Cowboys lover.
Wait, are you calling me a Cowboys lover?
No, I know you hate the Cowboys, too. You hate them more than I do. But I have no love for the Cowboys or anything Dallas. So before you start trying, you're just a Cowboys fan, go bleep yourself. All right, now let's get on to the draft stuff.
The Baker Mayfield goes number one. No massive shock, I guess, after all the writing was on the wall yesterday that he was going to be the guy. I think really the draft kind of went as expected, like Barkley going two, nobody was really surprised. The question was, were the Giants going to keep that pick? If they did, they were probably taking Barkley. If they didn't, someone was probably going to take a quarterback, but they kept it. They got their running back. Darnold goes three, and then the Browns took Denzel Ward, who, listen, is a good corner.
All right.
And you know, maybe the most complete corner in the draft, but I just thought it was odd that, I mean, they could have traded down. There's so many things they could have done and gotten the same guy.
Yeah, you know, I had thought with the change in the front office that the Browns might be headed the right direction. I got to say, those are two of the dumbest picks of the first round. I don't like Baker Mayfield. I'm not going to make any bones about that. I would not have taken him over Sam Darnold if you're taking a quarterback.
I wouldn't either.
And you know what? Why did you cut Joe Hayden? Because you just drafted a young Joe Hayden. I mean, same size, right? Small guy, cover corner. Why didn't you just keep Joe Hayden and then
Joe Hayden's getting pricey.
Then draft Bradley Chubb and put him with Myles Garrett and have a hell of a pass rush.
Yeah, that's what
I think they got a good player, but it just in the grand scheme of things, it just doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
I'm with you on that. I thought it was odd, but it's one thing I'll say for Cleveland is I'm not saying I agree with their picks, but they don't give a damn what anybody thinks. They have their board. They're not going to bow to any outside pressure. The guys they like, that's the guys they're going to take. It reminds me of the Raiders. Like, you know, when Al Davis was around, like Al Davis didn't care if you liked his picks, and he didn't care if he got an F in the draft grades the next day. That was the guy he wanted. That's who he was going to get. So I guess there's something to be said for that. But I don't know that I'm necessarily looking at the Browns as much of a contender next year as I thought they would have been.
No, I might bet the under 4.5 on them, frankly.
Yeah.
I see nothing about them that makes me say, wow, this is a – and I mean, they've added some good veterans in the offseason and free agency and some of the trades they made. But, I mean, I look at that team and I just say, you get so many possibilities here. And I guess that 1-4 combination, you probably had – I don't know how many possible things you could have done there, including trades.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to rank them, what they did would have been last.
Yeah.
Or pretty close to it.
Yeah, well, it
other than saying taking Josh Allen first. Oh, sorry, Bills fan. My neighbor, the Bills fan, was not happy with that pick.
Yeah, I knew as soon as the Jets took Darnold, I knew there was no happy ending for me. And then the one thing I will say, they traded up to get him from 12 to 7. The great thing was they didn't have to give up their other first round pick. So,
yeah.
I mean, that was nice. And, in fact, they moved up in the first round again. They moved from 22 to 16 and got Tremaine Edmonds, who's like a freakishly high-ceiling linebacker. But I still would have rather had, you know, the 22nd pick and Sam Darnold. But, you know, what are you going to do? They like who they like.
Yeah, I think –
And there's some people who seem to love that pick for the Bills. Like, they think that he's just the perfect fit for their strong arm and their weather conditions. I think that weather crap is overrated.
I do, too. Like, it's, what, 2 games a year maybe that you have to deal
right.
with that? Like and the other team's dealing with it, too. So,
right.
But I think I don't mind taking the quarterback there. I think you already solved your quarterback question with A.J. McCarron. And then you're going to wind up – what you hope for is that this guy's value doesn't go down a ton and you can trade him in a couple of years when McCarron takes you to the playoffs.
Yeah, but can you trade him for – I mean, are you ever going to get the return?
Are you going to get him
seventh pick?
I honestly don't know anymore. You look at some of these knucklehead deals that are happening and what, you know, the things people are giving up to get certain things. Maybe if he comes in and plays 3 games and looks really good, maybe you do get something like that down the road. Maybe at least you get a second.
Yeah, maybe
you get a Garoppolo deal.
Maybe
but,
so.
I mean, some of the things, like, what the hell were the Saints doing?
Dude, that's and I know Saints fan on Twitter was mad at me for saying this, but I don't care who you are, you got to be crazy to trade multiple first-round picks for someone who's not a franchise quarterback.
Okay, guys, I got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. These guys change lives every day. They take in kids who dropped out of other schools. They give them another opportunity. They work around whatever the reason was that these kids dropped out. Some of them got jobs to support their family. Some of them had travel issues. Well, they take care of all those things. They work around their schedule. They help them get to school, and that's what they do. And so many of these kids take advantage of that opportunity and go on and do great things. But they need your help, and now more than ever. And, hey, guys, spring cleaning time. Time to get rid of some of these vehicles you got sitting around that you're not doing anything with. And it could be a car, a truck, a tractor, a motorcycle. I mean, it could be a four-wheeler, anything. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Maybe it's been sitting in the garage, and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to fix this up, and you never got around to it. Are you going to give it away, or you were going to try to sell it? Well, donate it. Because here's what they're going to do, and this is to anybody who can hear my voice on the radio right now. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. How about that? They're going to take care of the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, guess what? $50 Visa gift card. So many Blitzers have stepped up, and I got a text from one the other day who said how easy it was. Well, it'll be easy, and it's time for you to be the next Blitzer to do it. 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about the fights coming up tomorrow night on HBO. Former WBA middleweight champion Daniel Jacobs back in action following a dominant 12-round unanimous victory over then undefeated Luis Arias on November 11th back in 2017. Born and raised in the boxing hotbed of Brownsville, New York, which produced legendary world champions like Mike Tyson and Riddick Bowe, Jacobs has scored several highlight reel knockouts over his 9 years as a professional, including He really put a really good show up against Gennady Golovkin. This guy is legitimately one of the best middleweights out there, and he's not going to have it easy tomorrow night. Maciej Selecki, the Warsaw, Poland native, now living in Florida. Selecki's kept a very successful 2017 with a 10-round unanimous decision win over former world title challenger Jack Colquay back in October. He's now 26-0 with 10 knockouts. It's going to be a good scrap, guys. Brooklyn-born Daniel Miracle Man Jacobs returns to HBO and the Barclays Center to headline World Championship Boxing in an explosive middleweight showdown against undefeated Maciej Selecki. Plus, Brooklyn's undefeated Jarrell Big Baby Miller faces former title challenger Johan Duhalpas in a heavyweight clash. That's live tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central Time, and you know where you can see it, only on HBO.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Constellation Field. Opening night of the 2018 season tonight. Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
And tomorrow they're doing Skeeter's hat giveaways
for
the first 2,000 fans. Yeah, I like those hats. We got those last year. And Sunday is Strikeout Autism Day, the Hope for Three first Sunday fun day of the season. Pre-game catch on the field, player autographs, post-game kids run the bases, courtesy of Dr. Larry Caldwell. And they have fireworks immediately after the game tonight. So there you go. All right, hopefully we'll stay on air now if Tyler doesn't screw up again. He's over there touching things, and that's messing things up. And most people are speculating you're just in a bad mood because your Bills drafted Josh Hitler and your Ravens took Lamar Jackson, whom you hate.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, that's I don't mind Lamar Jackson where they took him. I mean, that's
I don't either.
That's,
I
mean, that's the kind of team I think he's perfect for.
Because they don't need him to play tomorrow. They don't need him to come out week one and go. And the great thing is with their contract with Joe Flacco, like, they could get rid of him after next year. Like, that's when they could
conceivably cut him.
But they could also trade him.
Yeah,
and there's teams who would take him on take the last year of his contract and hope that they could get something out of him, but so they're one of the teams that I don't think was in a, like, if he had been taken by Cleveland, it'd be hopeless.
Yeah,
like, there'd be no chance for him to ever succeed. You know, like a team that needs him to play now, I just don't think he was built for that. But he got in a spot where it actually might give him enough time to marinate that he could do something.
And I think you can also use him in some goal line packages. I think there's some things you can do with him. And I like the coaching staff there. I think that's a good place for him to land. I was saying all along, if he landed in a spot where they would work around his talents and then give him time to learn, then – and I think a lot of that Ravens coaching staff. So – you know, I think that was a really good place for him to land. And I don't think the price was that steep. And you've got that fifth-year option now by getting him 32nd if he turns out to be something.
Yeah.
So, and there's no reason to move on Flacco right now or, you know, even next year. Although next year, if you trade him, I think you can split the remaining cap so the dead money's not as bad. I was reading up on that a little bit today. But, you know, it's very, very much what the Chiefs did last year. And, yeah, I think that's a good situation for a quarterback like him to be in. And if he can't play, guess what? You just keep Joe Flacco. So I thought that was – I thought the Ravens had a pretty good draft. I thought the – I love what the Patriots did. I'm telling you, Sony Michel is the perfect Patriot. That guy, you know, I've loved him from the beginning. But for him to land on that team, goodness gracious. And why the Seahawks are – I mean, I like that kid, but why do you use that high of a draft pick on a running back who's okay? I mean, I don't like to question the Seahawks because they usually get things right.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. But that's the Seahawks are another team that kind of goes their own way on draft day. I think there were better backs available, you know, including Sony Michel. And you remember, I liked Rashad Penny when he was at San Diego State.
Yeah, so did I, and I liked him a lot. I'd like him a lot as a second-round pick.
I wouldn't have minded him either, but I think when you look at Sony Michel was on the board then, Nick Chubb was on the board,
Darius Geis is on the board.
It just seems like an odd choice. Not only that, I mean, we talked about Isaiah Oliver being a perfect fit for them.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman just left this offseason. I don't see what the problem with him was. It just seemed like a strange thing. And I kind of knew when they started trading back that they must have had something odd in mind. I wouldn't have hated him if they'd taken Isaiah Oliver with the 18th pick. But to move all the way back to 27, I was like, okay, they're going to take somebody that we're going to go, really? Mm-hmm. And they certainly did.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I also, man, every year I say the same thing. The Vikings sure get it when it comes to the draft. I like that kid. I know he had some issues, but their secondary is already good. And now you're going to go and add him to it. I mean, I like what they did as well. So, and I like where Josh Rosen wound up. I think Arizona's a good place for him.
I think so, too.
And I don't know. Of course, it comes out and 9 other teams are going to rue the day. Okay.
Good luck. You know who else I think? There's a couple teams I thought got really lucky. I thought that, well, first of all, and we got cut off, so I didn't get to finish my thoughts on Davenport in New Orleans. And I got to see him play. My brother went to UTSA, and I went down and watched a game with him. And listen, the guy's good. Don't get me wrong. He's a good college player in Conference USA. But
yeah.
But I don't know how he's going to translate to the pros, and you're going to give up 2 first-rounders for him? That just it doesn't make any sense. So I thought the Packers getting an extra first-round pick in Jair Alexander, that's a pretty good deal for them. I thought the Packers had a pretty good day. I think Derwin James falling to 17 to the Chargers.
That was a great pick for them.
I mean, I just couldn't believe that happened. It just seemed like there's no way he should have fallen this far. And then I thought Bradley Chubb making it all the way to 5 for Denver.
Yeah, it's funny because I read John Elway today, and usually I don't believe him when guys say this, but he's like, oh, yeah, teams were trying to trade up. And it's like, no, Bradley Chubb's here. We're going to take
him.
I believe him 100% there.
Because there were definitely teams who wanted to get up there and get a quarterback. And honestly, the Broncos could have taken a quarterback there, and no one would have faulted them. But maybe the best overall player on the board was sitting there available. A guy might be Mario Williams. And they were like, okay, well, we'll take that guy and put him opposite Von Miller. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think what could easily be the most impactful non-quarterback in the draft, and to be able to get him at 5, yeah, I think they're I'm not crazy about the Giants taking Barkley at 2, but they love the guy, so we'll see. I just think that's too high for a running back.
I do, too.
It's worked out well for the Cowboys with Zeke Elliott, but
– has it, though?
Well, I mean
– it worked out for a year.
No, until Goodell screwed him. And by the way, what a chicken bleep move by Goodell to try to bring all those Cowboys out to keep from getting booed.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't. But
when he brought out the wheelchair kid, it worked.
Yes. So what did I? Hey, who gets credit for that? I'm the one who said bring out a wheelchair kid and you'll be fine. Oh man. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. By the way, I want it noted for the record that I am a team player because yesterday you filled in a morning show, which I never thought you would do. So that. You know, that's a good team player thing.
Thank you.
I was in the gym, and I get halfway through my workout and then check my email because there's always 50 things about Sports Map in there. Have an email from Culture Map Dallas. Do you have anyone writing anything on the Jason Witten retirement? And I'm like, no, not really, because it's not Houston. And, of course, guess who volunteers to go back to the office, write something for them, and then come in here and – I was kind of like,
"You gonna invoice him for that?"
No, I'm not gonna invoice him. But so I'll be on Culture Map Dallas with an article that, you know,
how do they not have someone there who can write?
No, they don't really
like that.
Do sports. See, and
you'd think they'd have someone around who, like, you know, for when something like that happens.
You would think, but I took care of it because I'm
good
a team
job.
Guy. But and that's one of the reasons why I'm arguing with you, because I started looking at all his numbers and all his accomplishments, because I wouldn't have thought of him that way until a couple years ago. Because somebody brought it up like 3 years ago on the show, and I said, that's ridiculous. There's no way. And then I started looking at him like, yeah, he is pretty close. I think one more year would cement it, but I think he's...
I mean, not another year where he, like last year. Like, yeah. I mean, he's just kind of, he's bisioing it the last couple years.
So's Gates.
I mean, yeah.
So, all right, guys. Hey, if you enjoyed the draft last night, and maybe you like Baker Mayfield, maybe you like Josh Allen, maybe you think Lamar Jackson's going to wind up playing and doing a bunch of fantasy points for you, Well, guess what? Fantasy football season starts now. And if you love fantasy football like I do, you need to try the new best ball leagues on my new favorite app, Draft. You can pick your favorite new rookies. And how about maybe you want Saquon Barkley? Maybe you think, you know, here's a tip for you. Sony Michel now that he's in New England. That guy's going to put up some numbers. Well, how about this? It's a season-long league. No management, though. You just set it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. You don't even have to set your lineup. It's just going to pull off the best scores from all your teams. So you don't even have to think about it. If you're one of those guys who gets really good players and then sucks at setting your lineup, this is for you because they're going to do it for you. They're just going to pick the best scores. You never have to worry about injuries again. You can draft anytime you want. Leagues start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. I'm going to jump in on one here, as a matter of fact, on the next break. The best part, you're playing for cold, hard cash. Leagues start from just $3. Come join me on Draft today. Download the app at any time. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on draft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a best ball draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just by using promo code FRED on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the app store, go to draft.com, and play free with promo code FRED.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. My bike needed a tune-up. Took it down to Republic Harley-Davidson. It's not the closest dealership to my house, I promise you that. Probably four or five are closer to me, but it's worth it to have the best in the business working on my bike, and that's what they've got down here at Republic Harley-Davidson. They've got seven master technicians on staff. Seven. Way more than any other dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. They've got a fantastic showroom. It's got about 100 brand new bikes on the floor. Every model, every color you could dream of. In fact, I'm on a 2018 Softail right now. And right now when you buy a Softail at Republic, get a helmet, jacket, and boots thrown in. They've got a massive selection of pre-owned Harleys as well. And in fact, if you're in the market for a pre-owned, now's the right time to buy. The gigantic pre-owned Harley-Davidson tent sale going on now. At Republic Harley-Davidson, they've got over 100 bikes marked to sell at wholesale prices. On-the-spot lender approval for all credit scores. It's going on through Saturday, so you got today and tomorrow to get down to the Republic Harley-Davidson and see what they got going at that tent sale. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic HD is the best in Houston. They've got financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple of things coming up on Monday here at Constellation Field. Discounted margaritas and dollar hot dogs for Dollar Dog Margarita Monday. And fans of military IDs also get free admission. Tuesday, you got a day game. And Baseball and Education Day. Wednesday's Kids in Free Wednesday. Kids under the age of 12 get free admission. How about that? And Friday, May 4th, it's May the 4th be with you. Head to the ballpark for Star Wars night. Lightsword giveaway courtesy of Memorial Hermann to the first 2,000 fans. Another great fireworks show after the show. Fireworks show after the game. So lots of cool stuff. I would just say from watching batting practice right now, AJ, if you're betting tonight on the Skeeters game, under.
Oh,
whatever
the struggles.
just no, saying,
they're hitting like short toss.
Yeah, they are, but it's still, you know, you'd like to see a little more contact. That's all. Yeah, fun time out tonight. So come on out, and check out the game. Couple of the teams that I do want to praise a little bit. I like what the Colts did, taking Quentin Nelson.
I did too. That's a really nice pick, and. I mean, when you consider the haul that they got to move from 3 to 6.
Yeah.
I mean, it couldn't have gone much better for them.
That's a good start for them heading back in the right direction, I think. And, I mean, obviously with them, it's all going to come down to a healthy Andrew Luck. But one way you keep him healthy is get a guy who people think are one of the best guard prospects in a long time. I like what the Titans did, to get Rashawn Evans. I think that's a if you draft an Alabama linebacker, you know 95% of the time you're going to get a guy who can play, who's durable, and who's not going to be a bust. So I like that pick for them. And for the Jags, just staying in the AFC South, I thought that was an interesting pick, taking Taven Bryan. But you know what? That's a team that has almost no needs.
Yeah, they are a pretty well-put-together team. Now, they're another team that, had they taken Lamar Jackson, I wouldn't have faulted them.
Well, and he was really linked to two teams, the Patriots and the Jaguars both, as possibilities. Now, I think this tells me two things. The Jags not taking him is that they're sold on Blake Bortles, and so they're all in on that, which, okay. And when he got past the Patriots a second time, I really thought he might plummet for a while. And then the Ravens just said, no, we'll take him.
We'll get him.
But, so I thought it was interesting. And same thing, Eagles trading out of that pick. It's not like they have a lot of needs either.
No.
Somebody asking about what about the Bears. I love the Bears pick.
I like the Bears pick too.
Yeah, I think that's their defense was not as bad as people think last year. Defense was actually pretty decent. And you've added another good player. I like what they did. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Somebody's tweeted this at me, which I didn't say it, but okay. Saints gave up too much. Saints gave up two first-round picks. No, they didn't. They gave up next year's number one and this year's. So we went through this last year with the Watson thing.
You used two first-round picks on one player.
Yes.
So, yes, you spent two picks on him.
But that's okay. You can spin it however you want. But, yeah, the Saints gave up too much for a guy who I don't know if he's that good.
He might be good.
He might be, but
– but he better be like –
he better be J.J. Watt is
someone
what he better
said,
be before
like,
his back broke.
Someone asked me today, so you're telling me there's no players in the NFL that you'd give up two first-rounders for besides quarterbacks? I said, maybe there is. I might give up two first-round picks for Aaron Donald. But, I've seen Aaron Donald with my own eyes play in the NFL and dominate in the NFL. So I can at least justify that. You're basically giving up two first-rounders for a maybe.
Well, here's where I would – do it. It just depends on where you are in the draft. If I'm sitting 29th and I'm trying to move up to 5, you're going to have to do that. Let's say you wanted Chubb and you're sitting at 29. Well, of course you're going to have to give up a number one next year and a couple of other picks. And if I thought that guy was the missing piece for me and my team was that close and all they needed was an elite pass rusher, yeah, I would do it. And maybe that's what the Saints think and they think he's elite. We shall see. I thought it was a steep price to pay. He may turn out to be a player for him. I hope he does because I like the Saints. But, I wouldn't have given up next year's number one.
I wouldn't have either.
To move up 12 spots or whatever it
was.
Well,
and why did they have to when the Bills moved up from 12 to 7 for basically a second rounder?
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, you overpaid. It may work out for you. I mean, I think the Texans overpaid last year to get Deshaun Watson. I think the Chiefs overpaid to get Patrick Mahomes. But
at least those guys are quarterbacks. And when you draft a quarterback, you expect him to be your franchise player.
Yeah. But I mean, I also think it may work out. And if it does, then you haven't overpaid. So if he comes out on next year and gets 15 sacks and you win the Super Bowl,
it worked out.
Then it worked out. But as of today, it looks like way too much to give up. Here's one. I know you'll like this pick. What about the Falcons taking Calvin Ridley?
Dude, I could not have liked that pick more. I mean, do you think it was a good pick?
Yeah, I do.
I for two reasons, I think it was great. First of all, the rumblings that Julio Jones may be unhappy in Atlanta, that's a concern, obviously, for them. And if Julio Jones isn't going to be in Atlanta forever, at least now you've got a guy who you feel like can take over down the road. But until Julio Jones is gone, that's your two wide receivers. Oh boy!
Yeah,
and with Matt Ryan and a running game, that offense is going to be hard to stop.
And those two guys, Ridley and Jones, work out together. Jones has been sort of a mentor to him.
Yep.
So I think that's that might be my favorite pick of the first round. If it's not, then it's the Patriots taking Michelle. But I thought that was as soon as that name popped up, and I thought the Panthers were going to take him at 24. They like DJ Moore better. Okay, I don't, but. that doesn't mean the guy can't play, and doesn't mean he's not going to develop into something for him. But I mean, we talk about perfect fits. I just think the Falcons are an absolutely perfect fit for Ridley, because as long as Jones is there, he's got a mentor, he's got a guy who's going to take pressure off him, and he's got a really good quarterback. I just think that is such a good fit for the Falcons.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was probably my, like I said, my second favorite pick of the first round.
Yeah, it may be my favorite pick of the first round as far as value goes. Like, getting that guy where they did, I can't imagine getting a better value. And I like Sony Michel to the Patriots too, but you know how I feel about taking a running back in the first round.
Yeah, I think it's a lot different when you're picking 31 as opposed to 2, though.
But especially when the Patriots, like, when's the last time they needed to draft a running back? They just find guys, yeah, and they make it work.
Well,
so it seems odd that they would invest a first-round pick in a guy.
Well,
they must think he's really special.
And that's the thing. They always go with the running back by committee thing. You invest that in this guy, you're expecting him to be your running back, not – you know, you're not going to go Deion Lewis 1 week and White the next week and fill in the blank Rex Burkhead 1 week. I mean, you're expecting him to be your guy. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
I thought the Raiders got a nice player in Colton Miller at 15, a guy I didn't think would be there. But the Raiders, I guess they're looking to the future with Donald Penn eventually, you know, going away. But, man, they've got so many needs on defense. I was surprised to see them go offense in the first round. I really like Daron Payne. And you line him up next to Jonathan Allen on that line,
yeah,
in Washington, and that should be really, really tough to deal with. You know, there weren't a lot of teams that I was like, oh, what were they thinking?
I never really got that. There were a few where I go, the Browns in particular, I'm like, okay, that's kind of a Brown thing to do. And I don't like Josh Allen, but I could see the Bills doing that. It wasn't anything where I went meh, but I thought for the most part the picks made sense.
The biggest head scratchers for me were 14, the Davenport thing, and not because he went 14, but because of what they gave up,
yeah,
for him.
Yeah, I think that's about where he should have gone.
And the other one was Rashad Penny. Like,
yeah,
that was just But again, how many times have we sat here and said, oh, what were the Seahawks thinking? And then the guy turns out to be a player. They know what they're doing.
And frankly, the way the Saints drafted last year, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt, too, that they know what they're doing, because you know, they're coming off one of the best draft classes we've seen in a long time in the NFL.
Yeah.
So I got to figure they know what they're talking about.
But those were the two that jumped out at me as like, really? That's what you're going with? All right. You know, because even Cleveland – I mean, I guess I kind of knew they were going to take Mayfield by the time it went, but Denzel Ward was a top 10 prospect. Like,
yeah,
most people had him rated as one of the – in fact, if you take out the quarterbacks, he was on most people's actual boards a top 5 player.
Yeah.
So they go with him at 4. The only thing that kind of made it egregious was that Bradley Chubb was still sitting there.
Yeah.
But they may be thinking, you know, listen, we've got Miles Garrett.
But we lost
Joe Hayden.
Well, you didn't have to lose Joe Hayden, though.
But you did.
You didn't have to. And that, to me, is so you go and basically make two mistakes to replace one, because you made a mistake letting go of Hayden, and now you're replacing him, so you didn't get to draft Bradley Chubb. And you know what? Maybe he's a better player than Chubb. Maybe they turn out to be right. But if we're going to go on past performances with the Browns, we'll see. Somebody said, Cowboys made a horrible selection in the first round. What are your thoughts on the linebacker from Boise State? I don't think it was a horrible pick at all. I would have preferred they take Calvin Ridley, and I'm sure most Cowboys fans would have. But you know, if this guy doesn't break, which is
– Well, the weird thing is there's some teams who totally had him off their board,
yeah,
for his neck. Like they wouldn't have drafted him in the 7th round, and the Cowboys are willing to use a first-rounder on him. And, I'm assuming they did their due diligence, and from what I understood, they checked him out, like even like the days leading up to the draft – checked him again to make sure that they feel like his neck is good to go, and they do, and it's a need. So, no, I don't hate that pick for the Cowboys.
No, if they're confident that he's going to be healthy, and I don't know why they wouldn't be, certainly they've done their homework, then, you know, yeah, I'm totally – I don't think it's a bad pick at all. I think you need another – that he's a versatile guy. He can do a lot,
yeah,
for you, and they need that, especially since you never know how long Lee's going to be healthy. You know, I don't hate that pick at all.
You know, and we talked about the Ravens taking Lamar Jackson. They also took Hayden Hurst, who was kind of the most complete tight end in the draft. He's old. He's 25.
He's old for a first-year player. Yeah.
but he's a guy who can help them immediately, which is nice because, I mean, they were able to trade down in the drafts, which allowed them to trade back up and get Jackson. So I thought the Ravens did, even though I'm not in love with Lamar Jackson, I thought they did a really good job with how they handled the draft.
What are you in love with?
Golfgate? Of course, Golfgate Dodge. it's Golfgate time. That means there's insane savings going on right now at Golfgate. Don't miss your chance to save for the rest of the month during the spring sales event going on now at Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Golfgate is your spring savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. That's right, a car dealership open on Sundays. Right now, you get a new 2018 Ram Lone Star Crew Cab 4x2 for only $29,917 or a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4 lease for just $264 a month for 36 months. Hurry into Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the spring savings event going on now. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway and always online at GolfgateDodge.com. Ram Lone Star Crew Cab plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport, 36-month lease with $1,724 down with approved credit. See dealer for details. Offers expire 4/30/2018.
Hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Constellation Field. Hey, calling all Owls fans, Rice Baseball takes on conference rival Charlotte on Saturday, April 28th. I'm not good at math, but I think that's tomorrow at 2 p.m. for Space Day in Space City. Bring the family and learn more about space exploration at the different interactive exhibits space-themed at Reckling Park and take your picture in a spacesuit. You can also get your own exclusive Sammy bobblehead. Bobblehead packages start at just $20. For tickets, call 713-348-OWLS or visit ricehouse.com/space-day. A Sammy bobblehead.
Can't wait.
Can you take your kids to that? You should.
Maybe.
Get you a Sammy bobblehead. We're out at Constellation Field here tonight. Opening night for the Skeeters. And really a fun place. If you've never been out here, this is a nice, nice stadium.
It is really nice.
And I just think it's cool that you've got a place like this out here in Sugar Land, so the people who live out here can have something to kind of latch on to. But this is just it's really a cool place to bring your kids. And, you know, mine are kind of grown up now. But when they were smaller, this would have been perfect. They waited too long to build this for me. But, you know, it's always about me.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not going to be able to do stupid stuff in the 6 o'clock hour, and since we'll have RJ at 5:30, and he usually goes quite a bit, why don't we go ahead and do stupid stuff right now?
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Oh, so you get to go eat all the barbecue and get paid to do it?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
We're going to have coverage of the Texans picks when they have them. We'll be on the site. And we're also going to have, okay, so that's 2 by 4:20. Mostly tackles, a couple of... Okay, so you just missed your record. But if you can get one more in by the top of the hour, that's your new record for most in an hour. Joe Noteboom, the tackle from TCU, is one of the guys you mentioned. Okay, so you just did it. You can stop now. But you've already surpassed your record.
This is a dominant day, Fred.
I don't know.
Forced to be reckoned.
Got caught up on some TV and, you know, watched some sports.
Are you kidding me, AD?
What the hell?
You've got to be kidding me.
What the hell is...
Yeah, AD's in here with his phone not on silent.
Yeah, that's okay.
Doot, 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 doot.
You guys are slowly turning into cam girls. What is a cam girl? Is that like a Cam Newton chick?
No, it's the girls that you pay money to watch on cam while you please yourself. I'll do that if we can attach the link to a PayPal. What angle looks best for my penis, John? This, which camera? Straight on?
Yeah.
Be like that. You like that?
I won't even be able to comment on this for 2 minutes. Eric is like a rock star in the food community.
I could be too.
Well, you're not there yet.
I don't have the forum, no,
you're
Fred.
You're like the Creed. I mean, he's Pearl
Are
Jam.
Are you kidding me?
He's Pearl Jam. You're Creed.
You son of a bitch. You Nickelback ticket buying son of a bitch. How dare you, sir? Your shirt looks like you took it out of Prince's closet.
What the hell's wrong with this shirt? It's a little purplish, but it's not like Beth Purple, where she wears that purple stuff that you can, it jumps off the page at you. I'm just trying to honor one of the all-time great bands, that's all. I'm a highway star.
If you wear a shirt like that, it looks like your boyfriend will be knocking at your back door.
Stop. Stop.
Hush. Hush.
Oh, that was good. Oh, when did Barney come back? Okay, that's it. That's it. That's it. Shirt's permanently retired.
Oh, this one's even better. Fred looks like Barney's out-of-shape uncle.
Okay. I'm glad that you guys have something you can make fun of today. And Daniel said, did the
wife. Fred looks like he's about to go get burgers with Ronald McDonald and Mayor McCheese.
Not bad.
Those last two I just made up. Nobody sent them in.
Oh. See, come on, man. I'm trying to give the people some love here. And you're making crap up.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Yeah, that's me, Fat Joker. Every now and then, yeah, I kind of think it's my duty to show up with some bizarre thing that you guys can make fun of.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I appreciate that of you.
I didn't think it was that bad of a shirt, but you know what? It's set it on fire. That's what we're going to do. All right, 713-780-ESPN. What do you think about the basketball tonight? Any opinions on the games?
No, I kind of hadn't even really thought about it today. I'm still in such NFL draft mode that I realize that there's playoffs going on, but it's funny how suddenly they're playing second fiddle for a day or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, that's all I was. I didn't even watch the hockey last night, which, you know, I wanted to watch that night's game, although it wasn't close, so it didn't matter. But
yeah.
Yeah, and of course Washington chokes away a 2-goal lead in the third period. But after I bet on them, but no, well, I'm kind of locked in on draft too. You're going to see Infinity Wars tomorrow?
I am going to see Infinity Wars tomorrow. Jong saw it today, right, Jong?
Yes, I did.
And
it's pretty epic.
Lived up to the hype?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. Who dies? Black Panther?
They all die.
They all die. Oh, my God. That's
don't
a spoiler, John. Oh.
Don't be spoiling anything.
Oh, no.
Just say a bunch of people die.
All
you'll
of the Avengers
it.
Die is basically, I mean, spoiler alert, all the Avengers die.
Yeah, including the directors, the casting people, everyone.
Oh, no.
What about the audience? The audience dies, too?
Yeah, we got sprayed in the face with red paint.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was going to be pepper spray.
Yeah. Well, I'm
got it in my mouth.
I'm going to try to get tickets for the there's an 11:30 show at the one by me in the morning that still had tickets left, but for some reason I couldn't do them online today. So I'm going to try to go tomorrow too. I'm just hearing too many great things about it. So tell you something else I'm hearing great things about. Not just hearing them because I'm telling you about them. Thrive Plus. And yeah, I'm probably going to have some alcohol this weekend. Can almost assure you that's going to happen. And when it does, I'm going to be using Thrive Plus because, I'll tell you the truth, guys, once you get to around 30, you don't recover as fast when it comes to drinking. And you're going to feel like you're definitely not going to feel 100%. And if you're busy and if you're involved in a lot of things like I am, you can't afford that, right? But you still want to drink. You need to be on your A game. That's why you need Thrive Plus. And if you didn't see them on Shark Tank, they were on Shark Tank, which is cool. They're right here in Houston. Great folks. And the cool thing is if you order it by 4 p.m., you're going to get it the next day. So, you know, if you're thinking about, okay, so Friday night I'm going to go out and I'm definitely going to be drinking, so I need me some Thrive, we'll order it there on Thursday. You'll have it the next day. It's that easy. And to use it, all you got to do is take 3 capsules after your last beverage or before going to bed. That simple. So $1 per capsule. So $3 a dose to wake up feeling great. And I know you're thinking, hey, man, does this really work? Well, I've been using it now for a couple weeks, and yes, it does. I will not drink without it, and you know I like to drink. So, guys, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. And guess what? If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked. You don't even need to ship them back. So how about that? You can't beat that deal. And give them a call or order them right now at DecideThrive.com, and you're going to feel better. I guarantee it. DecideThrive.com. But I'm down to one.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.